Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers.com with the information you've been waiting for here on the countdown. The charts for the week of August 13th to 17th, 2012. The stories, the people that folks are talking about as a result of the surveys done by the folks at Talkers.com, the daily publication, which you, as fans of this medium, ought to be checking out every day to see what the buzz is in terms of topics and the personalities. A very cool site, Talkers.com. All right, Michael, let's start at number 10, if you will.
It's been a very interesting week. Number 10, we have the football starting, the NFL, and we have Major League Baseball action. And we have some football-related gossip at number 9. People were talking about Tim Tebow and that topless Jesus pose that was released.
And all the women were talking about his abs.
Okay.
Yeah.
He is a well-developed athlete.
Yeah.
Although I find his head doesn't quite fit his body, but that's a whole other story.
Right.
Chad Johnson, formerly Chad Ocosinko, formerly Chad Johnson, and his domestic violence case got a lot of attention on News Talk Radio at number 9. Number 8, the heat wave and the drought, serious stuff. Number 7, we have the WikiLeaks founder granted asylum in South America. We have at number 6, the Mars Curiosity mission. I love watching that. That's good stuff.
Cool.
At number 5, serious problems and Middle East violence. At number 4, the SEALs slamming Obama's alleged leaks. At number 3, on the Osama bin Laden shooting killing. Number 3, terrible story, the Family Research Council guard shooting, which at least if there's anything out of it, it shows that there are wackos both on the left and the right. The number 2 story, presidential campaign budget and Medicare debate, that really stemmed from the number 1 story, and that is Romney selected Paul Ryan for vice president for the Republican ticket. That was a huge story that had more conversation about that than everything else put together.
Right.
Most talked about people, Felix Hernandez pitched a perfect game. Number 9, Tim and Jad. Number 8, Harry Reid, he's always in the conversation. 7, Joe Biden, his mouth gets him into trouble. Number 6, Bashar al-Assad. Julian Assange at number 5. The two people on both ends of the bullet. Down in Washington, Floyd Lee Corkins II, having his moment of stardom, and Leo Johnson, kind of a heroic security guard. Number 3, Mitt Romney. Number 2, Paul Ryan. And number 1, Barack Obama. And Paul Ryan is now the big new personality on the scene.
Now, going back to that Family Research Council shooting just for a second, and the stir that it created with the right-of-center folks, and then the left-of-center folks had to respond to it. This fellow Corkins, the bad guy, got shot. This has been covered so badly in the news media. I haven't chased it around that much, but I think the bad guy, one good guy, one bad guy, got it. I think, isn't that right?
The good guy was the innocent guy was the security guard.
Right. Yeah.
And the security guard got shot and then apprehended the bad guy that shot him.
Yeah.
And the bad guy begged him, "Don't shoot me. I didn't mean this personally. This was about their policies, not you."
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely.
No, love that stuff. Yeah, exactly.
What a
all
crappy
right.
world.
Really,
what do you say?
Well, that's it. That's what we are. We're talking about what people are saying about these things and whether or not they get them. One of the big reasons that I brought it back around to focus on what the news media didn't really do, and there's a lot of criticism from the right-wing stations about the liberal news media, and the news media did fall into that trap and deservedly got criticized this week, as they ought to be criticized for not covering the Russian submarine. There are all of these things, Obama's daughter going to Mexico and the taxpayer paying for 25 Secret Service agents to go with her and 12 of her friends. You didn't see any coverage of that anywhere. You didn't see any coverage of the submarine in the Gulf of Mexico that sat there for 2 weeks. And so the right-wingers get onto these things, and it sounds like they're axe grinding. And it isn't so much that as the pointing out the news media's foibles of not whether it's purposeful or whether it's just because they suck at what they do anymore. It just comes across, they make themselves easy targets, Michael.
Well, that they do. And if anything, I mean, without being left or right in this statement, it's good that we have left and right out there to keep stories out there that may not be covered by the by what we used to call the mainstream news. I don't know what's mainstream anymore, but I still use that term. We understand what it means, sort of.
But
this goes all the way back to the beginning of the modern era of talk radio, that the talk radio is at its best when it forces the big-time, you know, homogenized mainstream media that the conservatives like to call liberal, but it really is just the mainstream media that's not necessarily
out of
conservative.
Touch for whatever
it,
reason.
Right, it forces them to deal with stories that sometimes they just would prefer to ignore.
Well, the other side of that is the criticism that comes at the, I suppose, newspapers and news television reporters and maybe the news outlets themselves. If there's something that happens that's dramatic, like the Paul Ryan thing is a pretty good example. That didn't occur till the weekend, and the news coverage of it was really bad. There wasn't anybody around, really, until the Sunday morning news programs on television to really cover the story, and the shows that were on the air didn't really deal with it because there were a lot of gardening shows and home improvement shows, and that's swell.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But they don't dig into these stories to a point.
Well, it's a shame because they don't, because radio no longer has the general budget to have big time news departments.
Right.
You know, it wasn't that long ago. Even around the times that we around the time that you started your syndicated programs and I started Talkers Magazine, that there were radio stations that had news departments, talk radio stations or middle of the road music radio stations.
Yeah.
That had news departments that rivaled the local newspaper in terms of numbers of reporters and ability to cover stories.
Yeah. And now it's turned around. The websites for the local radio stations have become the newspapers,
well,
in a sense.
Because
the local people are the ones sending in the pictures and the stories. Anybody, they don't have to pay them. Here, this is what just happened down the street. Fred's tractor ran over Flossie's cow. Right?
Send
a picture, and that's the news.
Yeah, there's a serious crisis in journalism and a serious crisis in serious media.
Yeah.
There's no serious media anymore.
No, it's
all
fluff.
There's pandering to target audiences
as
opposed to putting out the news and letting that your style of news reporting attract whoever it may.
Yeah, and that went away. It may have gone, Drudge may have been the last person that actually was able to pull that off. You think?
Well, Drudge was a pioneer in the independent citizen journalist.
Yeah.
The problem with independent citizen journalists is they didn't go to journalism school, and they don't understand many of the... They're like independent citizen surgeons.
Right.
You know?
I taught myself how to operate on your pancreas.
Right, right. Oh, let me do it. You know? We belittle the art and the science and the history and the ethics and the nuances and the practices and the principles and the philosophy of journalism by just saying, hey, get your iPhone and go out and cover stories.
Yeah.
Or you got an opinion? Yeah, you watched the Fox News Channel last night. Oh, you watched MSNBC?
Yeah.
Why don't you re-say what they said on your blog, and now you're a pundit.
Right, exactly. And that's all that stuff is. That Michael's being kind, but that you hear these people basically talking to themselves on either the right side or the left side on these talk radio programs. They bring in their experts, their commentators, who just pander to the block that they are identified with, and they say the same things over and over and over and over again. That's what it isn't that it's bad. It's just that it's redundant, repetitious, and you don't get anything new when the same people are, or when different people are saying the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah, yeah, it's targeted. It comes down to targeting audiences. It's preaching to the choir, as opposed to preaching to the uninitiated, or just to put the truth out for its own sake and let those who want it come and
grab it. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com, continues with us here on The Countdown in a moment.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would
there's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Summer, it's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, Talkers.com on the Internet. Check it every day for the news of your favorite hosts, what the topics are that are trending, et cetera, Talkers.com. Tom Likas, who's been somebody that we've talked about here, is discussed much because he's gotten off the radio and is doing an internet. Good, Doug. That's a word. You know, I get paid by the word, so I put internet and interesting together to get internet. Anyway, he's got a very interesting point of view on a lot of the traditional news talk radio stations. And he sort of said something about the audience getting older. Well, everybody's getting older. And you were quoted as stating it's not necessarily bad.
Yeah, well, obviously, my statement in The Hollywood Reporter was in context. It just wasn't complete. Uh-huh. And what I basically said was, hey, let's not have ageism here. The fact that news talk radio appeals to an upper demographic constituency is not something to be embarrassed about. Older people are good. They have money, they're interested, they're active, and they're going to live for a number of years. They probably outlive radio the way it is nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And the aging talk show hosts, let's not say that talk radio is bad because most of the talent are older. With age comes wisdom, with age comes experience, and the talent can actually get better. And then I went on to say, but there are new people coming up. It's not even true that it's all aging. And they say something to the effect of like one-third of the audience is over 65 or something like that. Well, they could have said two-thirds or younger. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think that it's age is not bad, and there is youth coming up.
Yeah, right, exactly, and that's the way to summarize it. Okay, Michael's here every week to summarize what the hot hits are, the big stories, the topics from the charts that Talkers.com develops. He is the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. Again, an invitation to check out what's going on online at Talkers.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Michael Levine is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He's the founder of Levine Communication Office, otherwise known as LCO Online, lcoonline.com. Not only does he have that as a member of this elite group of PR people in Los Angeles that have survived through the years, helping a lot of prominent people in their positions, very influential in that area, but he also has become influential because of his daily it's a news blog, you'd call it that, the LDNElert.com. And from that perch, he can sort of sense what's going on in every direction. A lot of people come to him for his expertise. I wonder if Julian Assange came to you, the founder of WikiLeaks. Is there anything this guy could do to save himself, or does he even have to?
Well, the problem with him is that the media, the very media that would be reporting on him, don't like him because that he's provided scoops that have made them look bad. Yeah. So, you know, he has scooped the very media that he now needs to write about him in a positive way. Very difficult thing to do.
Does he deserve? See, I look upon him as a very positive influence. I think WikiLeaks is extraordinarily helpful and important because we need to know. We need people like this. There are fewer and fewer of these because the news goons that are around now just don't get it.
Right.
So we need guys like him or somebody like him or groups of people like him to expose the things. I mean, all these phonies that were politicians, Michael, who said, oh, this is dangerous for our soldiers. Bunkum. It wasn't dangerous for anybody except the people that are trying to hide their skullduggery under a rock. That's
right.
It.
Right. Listen, there are a lot of people who feel as you do, but the people who feel in opposition to what you feel are the people who own the media, the powerful, the elite. And those people control the very media that would have to write about him. And so it's a very difficult. He's in a very difficult position. Mm-hmm. I think the most important thing, of course, is that he get extradited and get away from any prosecution, because the prosecution around him has been pretty persistent and pretty aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's talk about Paul Ryan and his need or not for positive PR. Certainly the expected group that would take a shot at him is doing that. In terms of his own ability to present himself well and his issues well, how do you think he ranks?
Well, I would say, in thinking about the announcement thus far, I'd have to give it on a scale of 0 to 10, about a 9. I think it's gone very well. It's been a very good, strong injection of adrenaline into the Romney campaign. And he's a very articulate and likable guy. Now, there are people who find him very controversial. but I don't know when balancing budgets became a controversial idea.
You can spin anything you weigh. Anyway, you can take something and spin it. These people aren't even saying that. They're just talking about things that are buried, so they say, and he's thinking on Medicare and other stuff. But how can you argue with the fact that people that are in there now have squandered untold resources, and this guy wants to put a stop to that?
The people who hate Paul Ryan are people who hate math. They just want to believe in free, in for
whatever,
endless
free anything,
free stuff,
yeah.
Endless.
Yeah,
and it is a fairy tale and is unsustainable. Now, the problem with believing in fairy tales is that it puts people at great risk. It puts your children, your children's children, at great risk, and it also puts people currently at great risk. I mean, there are people in American society, 45, 40, 35, who are going to be counting on Social Security and Medicare and government services to take, to do their part. And they have a very real concern. They should have a very real concern about the unsustainability of America.
It's not
going to
happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, we're broke.
Yeah.
We're broke.
Yeah.
And if you find me unpatriotic for telling you the truth, then you can call me unpatriotic all you want. We're broke.
All right. So the final scrutiny here comes from an area. Actually, I've heard these people referred to by some as unpatriotic. The SEALs, who have slammed Mr. Obama over some of the information, including the identity of the SEAL team, I think. There are other things that they don't like about Mr. Obama. But do they? How do they present themselves with credibility? Because certain news media folks like their idea,
I think that I have a lot of audacity, but calling Navy SEALs unpatriotic is where my audacity ends. I can't come to do that. Mm-hmm. Anyone who would participate in a Navy SEAL program, which is so incredibly risky, and put their life on the line for this country, to call them unpatriotic is a territory that I cannot.
But that's been used now, whether they need help or they don't need help, in terms of the politicians who use, and I took offense at Romney, who I admittedly would more than likely vote for. I didn't like the fact that he announced Ryan where he did. I think that these people, politicians, have no business of either stripe using the men and women who are in service to our country as a drop back, a backdrop for their own aspirations.
Got it. Well, it's an interesting point and well worth considering.
Yep. Michael Levine considers lots of different points. I advise you to check out the Levine Breaking News every day, otherwise known as LBN. It's the LBNEaler.com that you sign up for. Michael Levine from LCOonline.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life, because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire, so when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry. Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
Continuing now the tradition that has been on the air for about 20 years, Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekday edition, as we go back into this discussion about who's running for president, how much of Paul Ryan's record in Congress ought to be discussed. Is he a cheat, a crook, a liar? Is he stealing money from babies? You know, all that good stuff. 800-510-8255. Carl in Montana, happy to see Democrats like Harry Reid and Joe Biden standing up to the Republicans and fighting back.
I've been watching these Republicans do hard-fisted, bare-knuckle politics toward the Democrats since the English Revolution, and it seems like their Democrats got, their spine got soft. But now, seeing Harry Reid stand up, and watching Joe Biden and everything, I love the bare-knuckle politics that the Democrats are throwing back at the Republicans. They can't take it when the truth is hitting them hard. And I'm glad that Romney picked Ryan, because Mr. Ryan just enunciates the fact that that they want to turn all our money over to rich people any way they can. If it's not in war profiteering, it'll be them not paying taxes or anything. I love it because the Democrats are telling the truth. When the Republicans talk, they're taking sound bites all the time and making the whole conversation look skewed. You know, look skewed. Now, there's a lot of money being wasted by the Koch brothers and people like the Adelson and of their ilk. You know, and I think Americans are finally getting it.
Excuse me, 800-510-8255. So, what are the real issues here? Understanding that people are going back and forth, you hear the same charges from Republicans toward Democrats as you hear Democrats charging Republicans with all of this stuff. Undoing Obamacare, undoing Medicare, the Medicare cuts. Is that going to work? Does it backfire? Health care? Is all of this stuff part of the discussion and debate? Where's the discussion about waste, fraud, corruption, abuse? Where's the discussion of jobs and the performance of the past 4 years of the people in there? Here's Beverly in Illinois. Doesn't have any use for Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney is running around laughing and giggling with Donald Trump,
who's questioning our first black president, about the birthers. Has he denounced that? He's got Reese Priest out there saying the president stole. Now the president is a thief. Newt Gingrich is saying the president is the first welfare president. That's relating to blacks because they figure all blacks is on welfare. Where's the outrage to this? No, this president's been taking abuse for 3 years. And I have not heard Mitt Romney or any of these Republicans that act like they're so concerned about the black people. They're not concerned about the black people. Mitt Romney don't have anything to do. He's going to tell the president to go back to Chicago. What is he insinuating?
800-510-8255. The sad thing about this is that we have pit blacks against whites, people who have money against people who don't. And that's been created by those people who are in there now, not by the people who are on the outside. That's my view of it. What's yours? 800-510-8255. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney finding a running mate that, according to some, is wealthier than most. See, we're back to this, the wealthy stuff. Associated Press carrying a story about Paul Ryan having a net worth of about $4 million. There are plenty of Americans who have that, and that isn't rich. And why is that important? The guy's actually had some fairly successful moments, and so is his wife. And understanding a dollar, good God, why is that a problem? You know, I'd be interested to hear that from more of you, at least a comment. 800-510-8255. We're going to listen to Jack in Texas now. He doesn't like either of these two guys.
They're just polarizing the issues. They're not really taking any American ideas and their lies into granted. They've just been spewing the same old lies and rhetoric that they've been spewing at each other for years, trying to tell people, oh, you have to vote one way or the other. Well, let me tell you something. All of these politicians are lying, telling you you have to be a Republican or a Democrat. I want to hear about the Federal Reserve. That's the one thing neither of them are talking about. How powerful the Federal Reserve Bank is, and how they have been inflating our currency since 1913, since they're created, how they're a private institution run by private bankers who are constantly indebting citizens. They caused the Great Depression, they caused all these recessions, and they're all just a bunch of criminals and suits.
800-510-8255. There isn't anybody who has yet, that I've heard anyway, talk about consumer prices and how they're going up very quietly, and how the administration is trying to mute discussions. And I'm surprised that the Republicans haven't jumped onto this, because there is inflation. And those people who don't like the Fed, the gentleman who just called about the Fed being responsible for inflation, you think that's true? What do you know about that? What do you know other than sound bites that you hear from some of the talk hosts? 800-510-8255. To Indiana we go, and Patrick with thoughts.
While I do agree that the chains comment was rather egregious, one of the things I think that he said that is very important to consider is when he said that we were going to unbolt our factories and send them to Singapore. Why is it that he said Singapore and not China? I think that's something we have to think about, and one of the reasons is because of, you know, Biden's feeling that we are beholden to the Chinese for our future. And what I think is important is that they treat the Democrats treat the electorate more or less like children, as if we wouldn't have been able to pick this up. That, you know, okay, we can use the Singaporeans or the Taiwanese as, you know, punching dummies, but we can't say anything to offend the Chinese.
800-510-8255. For the third straight election, the presidential campaigns agreeing to suspend all of their advertising on September 11th. The campaigns of both parties confirmed that they would honor a request for an ad moratorium made by a civic group that promotes September 11th as a national day of service. Why would they have to be asked? That would be my question. Why don't they just say, we're not going to campaign on September 11th, period. End of story. Larry in California thinks Mitt Romney deserves every attack anybody throws at him.
Romney took $77,000 for a horse on his tax break. I mean, this guy is a cheater, and he's always been a cheater. So hit him low, hit him hard. I don't care. I mean, I think it's fine.
All right, 800-510-8255. A judge in Pennsylvania has ruled that a Republican-backed voter ID law could be implemented in November, despite the objections from opponents who say that it disenfranchises thousands of low-income and minority voters. Why can't you just prove with a driver's license who you are?
Why wouldn't you ask?
Or why wouldn't that be a part of the system? This judge issued a 70-page opinion, said he was unmoved by arguments that the law, which requires voters to show certain types of government-issued IDs, would pose an unreasonable burden on voters. How could that? 800-510-8255. Here's Neil in Oklahoma.
In regard to President Obama, he has been the recipient of the greatest barrage of hatred, animosity, slurs, racial invectives. This is unprecedented in regard to an attack on a president. And for the right wing to sit up here and that garbage, the Washington Times, which is nothing but a right wing rag, for these right wingers to actually start criticizing what the Obama administration is doing, these right wingers have absolutely no integrity whatsoever. They will stoop to, they have absolutely no low that they will not stoop to in order to try to destroy this president. And I'm just glad that the Democrats and Joe Biden are finally fighting these guys back. Really, they can't take anyone that like cowards. They cannot take anyone that fights back. And thank God Joe Biden and the Democrats and President Obama are finally fighting these guys back.
All right, you hear the deep division, the anger, the hatred in callers in this country. It's a pretty sad reality, and all because somebody wants to outdo somebody else for a job in politics. Here's Jeff in Bedford, Virginia, next on the countdown. Go ahead, sir, you're live.
Yes, sir. I think scrutiny ought to be paid attention to these nonprofits. A lot of these groups, even hospitals, are supposed to be nonprofit according to federal law. And that doesn't mean buying up every building in the town and the chief executive making $80 or $90 million a year just to say that they didn't make a profit. It's getting outrageous. They're going to have to put these nonprofits under some heavy scrutiny. And I believe you'd get a little bit of your tax base back if you did this.
All right. Glad to hear from you, sir. Thanks for taking the time to call us at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
When your child was a baby, you were careful to provide the right nutrition for a growing mind.
I'm going to school now, Mom. Don't forget your lunch.
Even though your child is older now, it's still important to support their brain development. That's why every mom should know about Children's Omegables, the supplement with essential omega-3 fish oil to support healthy brain function in your child. Science shows us that omega-3 fish oil is vital to your child's developing mind, yet many children are missing out on this powerful ingredient. Children's Omegables brings omega-3 back to your child's diet in a delicious formula they'll love.
Class, who was the second president of the United States? Yes, Daniel?
John Adams?
Very good.
Children's Omegables, the smart choice for healthy brain development. Try it risk-free today. Just call 1-800-728-1676. That's 1-800-728-1676. Call 1-800-728-1676.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days. And I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're discussing the various aspects of the presidential race, bringing you back to, are we going to be able to bring this country back together is the question a lot of people have. We heard Bush tell everybody he was the uniter and he wasn't. And Obama said he was going to bring the country back together, heal the wounds, and he hasn't. So what's the next choice here? What do you believe is really going on in our country? Is this all about power and control and hypocrisy? Tom in Florida thinks the Democrats ought to stop with all the attacks.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I think the press could really help the American voter decide the direction of this nation by telling both candidates to cut the BS. Put your plan for the future on paper and allow the American people to examine it. The Democrats think that criticism of the Republican plan is a plan. It's not a plan. What is their plan? Every time a press reporter asks them what your plan is, they get stuck. They raise their voice and say, oh, I did this and I did that. We need to know what the Democratic plan is for Medicare and reducing the national budget.
800-510-8255. This is about Mitt Romney, about Barack Obama, or is it about you and the way that you're being manipulated by all these millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that will be spent by the super PACs attacking on one side Mr. Obama and then attacking Mr. Romney on the other side, and then what the press is doing or isn't doing, the tax return issue. What's the real issue? Have you heard a discussion of the real issues from your perspective? What do you think the number one issue is, and which of these people is actually making reference to it? Who's acting? I mean, is this just a big play? Is that all this is? Amanda in Arkansas thinks the Republicans might not like it, but Joe Biden tells the truth.
I just wanted to say, oh, Biden, he told the truth, because if it was left up to the Republicans, we'll be getting paid $2 an hour. Now, they take out for Social Security out my check. They take out for unemployment. They take out for health care. And I told them to stop taking that stuff out of my check, because they're going to later on say, oh, I can't give it to you. So this is all, he was telling the truth, because they want us to work for $2. But this the last thing I got to say is the Republicans, I would trust them if they had Jesus on one side and Christ on the other side.
All right. 800-510-8255. Listening to that, well, there are a lot of things that one could say after that. You have a lot of things to say, and we're going to try to get to as many of your calls as we can. Presidential race, it's August. Things are hot all the way around. Do you think tempers are flaming because of the heat, or is there something else? Are we not talking about something? Is there something absent from the discussion? And if there is, what do you think it is? 800-510-TALK, 51 after, on the countdown.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the number to connect is 800-510-8255. Continuing the discussion with your calls, and thank you for that. The competition for the top office in the land, what the headlines are, who do you think is the better of the two? Would you rather have a third or a fourth choice? Kathleen in Florida wants both sides to stop fighting. Amen to you, Kathleen.
I would like to see the Republicans completely ignore the man who's in the White House and address what they are going to do for the country. I'm tired of all these ads about Bain. What about the people who lost all the jobs with the dealerships that President Obama closed? And it's the same thing with the Medicare. Why have so many people decided to not be responsible for their own health care? What is wrong with the preventive measures that people can take to take care of themselves? And why, when they do not take care of themselves or continue, they look to other people to pay the bill for them? I would like to see the campaign address the people who are willing to stand up and be responsible for themselves and have one side just ignore the other. Tell me what you are going to do.
Not a bad suggestion, is it? 800-510-8255. What's on the minds of the voters and what's on the minds of those who would have your vote? Ron in New Hampshire thinks all these attack ads make the Republicans look not so good.
I have to say about the ads, you're just going to, as an American individual, you're going to have to pick and choose through all the, you know, all the BS parts of these ads. And as a Democrat, I can tell you that, I mean, Republicans seem very desperate when they have to take everything that people say, like Joe Biden. They took some words from Obama, they switched them around, and to make it sound like it was racial when he was actually talking about banks having chains back on people, you know, and on their lives and stuff. It's just sounds pretty desperate.
800-510-8255. Charles in Georgia thinks President Obama ought to stop his negative ads.
Criticism and negative campaigning is kind of hogwash. I think President Obama should get directly to the point how he want to make health care an issue, because if everyone in the United States has insurance, they can go to the hospital and get themselves taken care of at the doctor. And a healthy America is a working America. Everybody needs some type of insurance that help keep down diseases and all. And another thing about Obama's ads and all, I think he should let Mitt Romney do a lot of the criticism, and he stick directly to the point of making America clean and healthy and working and putting jobs out. And also about his ideals on same-sex marriages and abortions. People have their own rights to do what they want to with their bodies. Say, for instance, a lady get pregnant, and she doesn't want the child. She feels she can't take care of it. Obama is saying, I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your own body or your decision. It's up to you. He don't agree with abortions, but he's not going to tell someone else what to do with their own body.
All right, 800-510-8255. Let's move on to Audrey, who's in South Carolina, not able to relate to Mitt Romney.
How can somebody that was born into wealth tell struggling people how to get up? He's never been on my level, so he can't tell me how to get to his. Because he's always had, he was born on home plate. Mitt Romney needs to get out his information. Put his paperwork out there. If he don't have anything to be ashamed of, put it out there and let everybody see. And then he won't have to worry about whether or not the president is lying on him.
All right. 800-510-8255. What has Barack Obama got in his background that would indicate that he understands this from an experiential point of view? Lisa in Oklahoma, not a fan of Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan, he voted for the war. He voted for Part D. He voted for TARP. He voted for the auto bailout. There's no tax hike, and he's supposed to be fiscally responsible. As far as leadership and character, neither him, Mr. Romney, has spoken out against anything that the Republicans have said about President Obama's birth certificate, his heritage, the people demonizing him for being so-called Kenyan-born. Where's the leadership there? There's no honesty. There's no courage. It's going to be the same thing that we've had for the last 10 years.
All right. A lot more conversation, right? And we're getting a lot of opinions, and that's good. Thanks for being here on this hour of the Talk Radio.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.